Gang Daily Podcast time. Dave here from the John DeBella Show, of course, and all the best stuff from this morning for you. What you doing this Saturday? Any plans? It's supposed to be nice. Perhaps not the paradise we got last Saturday, but it's always paradise when you have 50 beers to sample. 25 brewers. They're all going to be at our Locals Only Beer Fest down at the Independent Seaport Museum, along with everybody here from the station. Hopefully I see you there. We talked about that today. The IRS extension, which is music to every procrastinator's ears. The mayor of Dogville. Yes, the dog walk is also approaching. Lots of events coming our way, courtesy of us here at MGK. John played another mashup today involving a classic rock song and one not-so-classic rock song. And speaking of music, we did Ghosts of Music Past yet again. I teamed up with a listener to decipher who is singing in their early band. It's not a very easy thing to do, as you'll find out. Plus, we played App or Crap today, a bit I did much better in with the help of Steve. And Pink Floyd is going back out on the road. Well, sort of, with the drummer, at least. A Masonic rendering of all things Pink Floyd. So have a listen. It's all in here for you right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
This Saturday is going to be a nice day for the Local Only Beer Fest. I hope you got your tickets for that. There's still some tickets left. Really not a lot. I don't think there's going to be any walk-up available, but there's still some right now. You can get them through WMGK.com. Some of the people are going to be there. Controck and Brewing, Locust Lane, Yingling, Twin Lakes, and Trokes. They will all be there, and hopefully you will be there, too. Jocks are going to be there spinning their own tunes. We've got 25 different brewers and 50 different beers. A really great day, and Steve's first time of attending the event. First time he doesn't have a wedding or a baby party that he has to go to.
I have a baby party I have to go to.
Oh, you do?
I will be there early.
Yeah, okay. Get there early if you want to see
leaving,
Steve.
I got my niece's first birthday.
Okay.
Listen, I was within a mile last year.
Is your family Amish? There's so many kids.
Yeah, they're all like one and two. No. They're worse than that. They're Irish Catholics.
I forgot about that.
They don't know the methods of stopping having children.
It's just really, he's got like endless ones. You realize, though, and I've told you this before, if you don't show up, the kid won't know.
Yeah, that's I won the baby pool on this niece.
Right.
So I got to go. There's a thing between us.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Anybody, were you filing electronically yesterday or with your taxes?
I sent in my local snail mail.
Done a couple days ago.
Mine fortunately got done on Monday. Mm-hmm. Right. It seems that yesterday morning, as people were scrambling to pay their taxes, the online payment section of the IRS website crashed. And at first the IRS said, you're screwed. And said, you know, you got to get it in.
No.
And I was like, no. You closed the door.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's not how this works.
That's not how it works. So they came through and they said, no, don't worry about it. You're not going to get a late fee. You have until midnight tonight now to get that in. And then this morning I come in and we have this message from the IRS.
Thank you. It's great to be on your program. Now, in the event that your listeners were among those affected, they may call this special IRS forgiveness hotline, and the late fee will be completely waived. It's 800. You are too late. No, it's really 800. I'm sorry, did I cut out? Try 800. We got your cash, sucker. Maybe check out our website. Don't wait till the last minute, dummy.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Yep, the opportunity to be the mayor of Dogville is returning for the dog walk on May 5th. We'll be up at Green Lane Park in Montgomery County from 11 to 3, but one dog will be the mayor of the dog walk itself and walk away with a $200 Visa gift card so you can buy that dog whatever that dog might want, whether it's food or toys or, you know, shoes or treats, anything they want, $200 worth will be coming your way. Now, in order to be part of this, you got to send us a picture of your dog. and you go to WMGK.com, put in the keyword mayor, and I'll take you right to the page where you can register your dog. And as we've said before, remember, they're not going to pop up immediately. It usually takes about 12 to 24 hours for them to show up on the list. Don't send five. Don't keep putting them up there. Just send one. Eventually make it up there. And then in a couple of weeks, we will have the voting start. We'll bring it down to three candidates, and we'll have the voting start, and you people get to judge as to who the mayor of Dogville should be.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
We're going to play a brand new game here. Cindy, you can take part in this.
Okay.
Called You Know It, But You Don't Know It. All right?
Sounds like everything in my life.
Okay, you know it, but you don't know it. So, and you'll see. All right. Tell me, do you know what this is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what is that?
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You sure?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. You sure? That you're positive of that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
That this is going to be Billie Jean?
Yeah.
Well.
You sure?
It's a morning show,
I don't think. I don't
relatively.
Billie Jean.
How's this for a mashup?
Pretty nice.
Sounds great. Is this DJ Cumberbund again?
No, it's not. I bumped into it yesterday on YouTube, and it's called Michael Jackson versus Eric Clapton, right? And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, this is amazing. Although some people right now are going, this is sacrilegious. You cannot combine the two of them. It's just so wrong.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
Coming up, Ghosts of Music Past and Dave Needs a Helper. If you're somebody who you believe you know your rock and roll, especially your singers, right? Dave's going to need your help, because what we're going to do is we're going to dive back into famous rock musicians' previous bands. Bands they were in before they became famous, and you got to figure out and help Dave figure out who that person is. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Be Dave's helper.
Be my Ghostbuster.
Be your Ghostbuster?
Yeah, Ghosts of Music Past.
I see.
Let's hunt some ghosts.
All right. 215-263-WMGK. We get ready for Ghosts of Music Past. This is famous rock stars who have had, you know, obviously all rock stars didn't start out famous rock stars. They usually had a band before that. No matter how fast they hit the charts and how big they came, right, they became, most times they were in other little bands beforehand. And joining Dave this morning, Steve and I know the answers to these questions, but Dave does not. And Dave needs a helper, and that helper is Matt. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Great. How are you?
I am fine. Where are you from, Matt?
Well, I'm a bit of a gypsy now, but I'm actually, I live in Vero Beach, Florida.
Wow. Oh. You're calling us from Florida?
No, I'm actually here in Philly. I work adjacent kind of Philly in Florida.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, how's your musical knowledge?
Great.
Wow. He's
that. That right. Pause.
My confidence is soaring.
All right.
Musical aficionado.
Okay, well, here we go. Here is the very first song, and you have to figure out who the singer is in this song. This is in one of his earlier groups. You ready?
Let's go, Matt.
Ready.
Let's do
here
this.
Here we go.
Well, I can tell you that sound.
Now, give me that again. Who do you think it is?
You want me to tell you who it is?
I don't know.
We need to confer with
Dave. Yeah, we need to confer.
You got to work with Dave on this one.
What, you have a hunch?
All right, Dave, I'm sorry.
All right.
I got nothing. I feel like I'm at home with my one-year-old.
It kind of sounds like Al Stewart to me.
It sounds like Al Stewart to you, all right?
Wow.
All right.
That's a stretch.
No, I am sorry to tell you that, gentlemen. This is the voice of Bon Scott of AC/DC, right? This was in a band he was in, the Valentines. As a matter of fact, former AC/DC bassist, what was
Mark
his name?
Evans.
Mark Evans, right, saw him doing this act And he said he would, you know, and when the band was doing like solos, he would be running off the stage drinking Johnny Walker, right? And he would sweat so much that the makeup would come off his tattoos.
Holy crap. I can't believe that.
That, yeah.
That's Bon Scott.
That's Bon Scott.
The pirate from AC/DC.
You got
the Valentine's.
Wow. All right. Now. That was, all right. Now, are you ready for another
intense.
One?
Yes, please.
All right, gentlemen, we now move you on to your second song this morning for Ghosts of Music Past. And here is.
When you wake up from your dancing sleep.
There are two people in this song.
The things in life seem so discreet.
Oh my God.
Sounds like Greg Lake.
Greg Lake. I would go back to Al Stewart where you were before.
Seriously, let's go back to that. Man, this is tough. Watch it be another hard rocker again and completely throw us for a loop.
All right, you want to take a shot?
God, I'm going to say some nice strumming. Let's go with the guitarist. Let's just say Frampton.
Frampton. Yeah. All right, I have to tell you both.
That is incorrect.
That once again, you're incorrect. Explain it, Steve.
That is newly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr.
Right.
They met back in the mid-60s, became close, and they got a third person to form the band Milkwood.
That sounds like a band called
laid-back
Milkwood.
Laid-back vocal trio in the vein of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Yes.
So there's your Milkwood.
Okay.
They became the Cars. That's insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that I can tell you.
Yeah. Now you know where the song Drive came from. Right?
Yeah.
It's originally a Milkwood tune. All right. And lastly this morning, let's see how you can do with this one.
Man, these sound so dated. I'm loving the mix so far. It's a wonderfully delightful rock mix. Do you have a hunch, Matt?
Oh, man.
Matt's got nothing. What do you got?
Yeah, I was going to say, I have nothing on that one.
It's not Rod Stewart, is it?
No, it's not Rod Stewart. As a matter of fact, you've already been close.
Yep.
Yeah, Frampton?
Yeah.
Oh! It's Peter Frampton.
Oh, it's too early.
It's Peter Frampton.
Wow.
Right. Here's a guy who started at 12 years old, and this is the band he chased. This is the band The Herd.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, I've heard of them, yeah.
Right. And what happened was he gets in the band, and this little English pop band, right? And they start making him, he becomes the face of 68. And the band gets all upset because everybody's getting all enthralled with Peter Frampton's cuteness, right? So there's this, you know, and they're not paying attention to their music. So he says, screw you, and goes off and forms a Humble Pie with Steve Marriott. All right. So,
good decision, Pete.
So there is our Ghosts of Music Past, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, and now something Peter's a little well known for.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
Every once in a while, I like to test the boys here, my little millennial buddies, right, and see how they're doing in the app world, where I will make up some apps, and I'll go out and I'll find some apps, and it's their job to figure out, are they app or are they crap? Is it something I made up or is it real? Now, you can play along in the car and at home and award yourself as many prizes as you like for what you get right. You ready for the first one, gentlemen?
Let's do it.
Okay, now you're going to do this together? You're going to be a team on this one?
Like always.
Okay.
Yeah. Team Millennial.
All right. This app is called Hold the Button, where you simply compete to keep your finger pressed against the screen for the longest amount of time. The game is over when you release your finger, and then you can see how your abilities stack up against somebody else. Hold the Button. App or crap?
This is like an old morning show radio bit
where
you keep your hand on the car and you win it.
Right. I actually think a car company just did that in one of the playoffs. You had to hold the car down.
Right. Is that right?
Yeah.
I could see this being a digital version
me
of that.
Too. Yep.
Yeah. Right. You think app. It's real?
Yes, real.
Woo! It is real. That's
good start.
One for Team Millennial. All right, Sausage Party. This is an app where you take a panoramic picture of, say, you walk into a bar, take a panoramic picture of everything that's going on, and it compares men to women and gives you the ratio of men to women at the event.
Is that possible?
App or crap?
In the Facebook age, it probably is. But I don't know. Low lighting, strangers. I don't think we're there yet. We will be.
Yeah,
not
probably.
Yet.
Crap.
Yeah, crap.
Crap?
Yeah.
All right. Two for you. Very good.
Two runners
Very
on.
Very good. All right. Poolog. Poolog lets you track your digestive workings and graph your poo. All with one hand you can do it, as a matter of fact.
Do you categorize it?
It gives you handy references, trivia, and interesting other little nuggets.
Nice. Nice.
Poolog, app or crap?
It's probably from the makers of Run Pee that John has. I'm going to say app.
You're going to say app?
Yeah.
I could go either way on this, so I'll run with what you're saying. Sure.
App?
App.
Yeah,
app!
What?
This is the best you two have
man.
Ever done.
3 for 3.
Okay. Honey, it's me. This app will let you get 4 video calls from beautiful women daily so you can trick people into thinking that you are in a long-distance relationship.
Oh, my God.
I kind of believe it. I know there's an app that can call your phone if you want to get out of a meeting for you or get out of a conversation. You think this is just the next step?
I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, you're hot. You're hot. Let's run it. And we haven't had crap yet, so crap.
It is a real app. It
really?
Is a real app. All right.
Sorry, Dave.
That's all right.
Talk to me. This app is kind of impressive. It can translate the input, any text or speech that you put into it, into 40 different languages.
Oh.
That sounds useful and legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
App.
Sure. App. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys are 4 for 5.
That's right.
All right. Here's your last one for today. Pee on the fire.
Okay. But don't pee on the third rail.
You use your cartoon stream to pee on random house, forest, and business fires. But you have to make sure that your character stays hydrated by chugging water, or he could die from dehydration. Oh. App or crap?
I can't.
We're in the Idiocracy era, and this sounds perfect for that, but
it's too much.
It is a little much. Crap. Yeah!
Wow! 5 out of 6, Woo! The best you ever did!
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Guess what Nick Mason has done?
What's that?
Nick Mason's the drummer from Pink Floyd. All right.
Got in a drum cage and spinning upside down like Tommy Lee.
Something with cars.
No. Normally it's something with cars. No, he started his own tribute band.
To what? Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A Pink Floyd tribute band. Well, basically,
good.
With Roger Waters and David Gilmour working on solo projects, and David saying that he's done with Pink Floyd, right? You know, Nick still wants to do stuff. So what he's actually going to do is he's going to go out. They're doing like 4 or 5 shows. He's got a bunch of guys that he knows that they put together, and they're doing early albums, Piper at the Gates and the Gates of Dawn. And a saucer full of secrets, right? And you know, and that's what they're going to go out there and do. Because when Waters goes out, he's doing The Wall and Animals and Wish You Were Here. So he said, well, you know what? I'll do the early stuff on my own. Whether he comes to the States or not is yet to be seen because there's only 4 shows planned in England. But he's got a tribute band.
Nick Floyd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.